بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤتى بجهنم يومئذ لها 70,000 زمام مع كل زمام 70,000 ملك يجرونها. رواه مسلم. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ سے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, on the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be brought. Yu'ta means it will be brought with 70,000 reins. 70,000 reins pulling it. And each rein will be held by 70,000 angels who will be dragging it. So Jahannam, both Jannat and Jahannam have already been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're already existing. Allah ta'ala has mentioned, U'iddat lil-muttaqeen. Jannat has been prepared. It has been prepared for the believers. And Jahannam has been prepared already for the disbelievers and the sinners. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. That is why we always make the dua. After Fajr also and after Maghrib, 7 times, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. So this hadith shows us how huge Jahannam is and how horrifying it is. So this description of Jahannam that Allah Ta'ala has given us in this, or Rasulullah has given us in this hadith, that it needs to be dragged by so many rains. Allah Ta'ala does not need any angel to do this. Allah could have just brought Jahannam there. But to show us how severe Jahannam is, how serious it is, that 70,000 rains it will have. And on each rain, there are 70,000 angels putting it. Therefore, it is something for you and I to be concerned and worried about, and to have this hope and fear that Allah does not put us into Jahannam. وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أهون أهل النار عذابا يوم القيامة لرجل يوضع في أخمص قدميه جمرتان يغلي منهما دماغه ما يرى أن أحدا أشد منه عذابا وأنه لأهونهم عذابا. متفق عليه. هذا النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the person who will have the lightest punishment in Jahannam, ahwan, ahwan means the lightest, the lowest form of punishment, the lightest punishment in Jahannam will be for that man where two coals or embers will be placed under his feet, under his soul, where the hollow part is, the hollows of his feet, the soles. So two embers, burning embers will be placed under his feet such that the heat of which will cause his brains to boil. يغلي منهما دماغه. Dimagh means his brains. The heat of this two embers which will be beneath his feet, but the hollows of his feet, it will travel through his whole body and it will burn and it will boil his brains. And this particular person will not consider anybody else to be more suffering more than him, yet he will be meted out the lightest punishment of all. If this is the lightest punishment in Jahannam, can we imagine what the other punishments would be? So this person, according to many other riwayat, the lowest form of punishment will be given to Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he always supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will be his, he'll be given the lightest punishment. And why he'll be given punishment, why he will he be put into Jahannam? Because he left this world without iman. Right till the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleaded to him, begged him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam even told him, just whisper into my ears the kalima. But he looked at the other leaders of the Quraysh and other family members who were disbelievers, and he felt it difficult that they will now, he felt embarrassed in front of them, because how could he leave the faith of their forefathers and accept Islam, although he knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Nabi of Allah. He had seen so many miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that pride made it such that he left this world without iman. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very distressed about it. Of course, it caused him great pain. His beloved uncle, Allah Ta'ala then sent down the verses, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hidayat is not in your hands. You cannot give hidayah to whosoever you wish and you love. Hidayah is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, ulama have explained that Abu Talib, because he supported Rasulullah SAW, he protected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and despite being in Jahannam, but this would be his punishment, the lowest form of punishment in Jahannam would be that of Abu Talib. Of Abu Talib. May Allah ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to do those a'mal who will take us into Jannat and protect us from Jahannam. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.